Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Girl, Put Your Records On was, of course, a hit song a few years back. But the question is, what will you put them on? With the increase in music sales of LPs, a lot of people have a record on their Christmas, a record player, I should say, on their Christmas list. And some have decided to get into vinyl for the first time. What do you play them on, and what are the pitfalls and the pluses? And what do you do if you've loads of great CDs and nothing to play them on now? So Daniel Rooney from Hi-Fi Hut is with us with all the answers to all of this. First of all, Daniel, that statistic I saw today, approximately 50% of people who buy vinyl don't actually own a record player.
That's correct, yeah. Well, that's the most recent survey results. Yeah. Somewhere between 40 and 50.
So what's happening there?
Well, people like to own music. Kind of gets back to the Spotify thing. We've had a period of abundance in access to music, but people sometimes like to hold and to own and to have a physical copy of something that they can touch and display, and that's really important. And
I have a box of vinyl at home, but the record player never made the transition to the new house with me.
Yeah.
So you're
one of those.
So I am one of them, yeah. I think the record player is probably still back at my parents' house.
Talk to me about record players now, though, because you do see a lot of record players advertised, those kind of suitcases.
Yeah, so
they're cheap. They're very cheap.
They are very cheap. What I would say is vinyl is not cheap, and you can often find with some of the cheaper ones that you might end up with the vinyl that's playing on top of it being worth more than the turntable that it's playing on. You have to be a little bit careful with it. Ultimately, turntables or record players are vibration measuring machines. It's not the fanciest of taglines, of course, but when you use sort of cheaper plastic components and that sort of stuff, what you do is you end up with lots of vibrations. A lot of them have speakers built in, which is you've got two things kind of working against. You've got the turntable or the LP that's supposed to be isolated from all vibrations, and then you've got speakers that are essentially vibration making devices.
So could you damage your vinyl on a bad record player?
You can. So that's one of the key things. You've got on a proper record player, you've got a downforce. It's something that the amount of grams that force that's exerted on the needle at the point of the record. On a normal turntable, that's 1 to 2 grams, but on the cheaper ones, that could be 5 or 6 grams. What that means is by the time you've played a record 10, 20 times, you've actually dampened the grooves in the record and you've damaged it. It's something, once that information is gone, it's never coming back. So yes, you can actually cause damage to your collection just by using one of the cheaper ones,
so,
unfortunately, yes.
When you talk about the vibration being the issue there, and so a lot of these the ones on the cheaper end of record players on the cheaper end of the market will have the speakers built in. Are you saying that you should veer away from that completely?
Yeah, it kind of goes completely. Great from a convenience standpoint, and I can totally understand why, looking at it on face value, you'd say that makes sense. But the physics of it, the engineering of it, you have two forces working in totally different directions. So it's kind of a no-go from a purist point of view.
Okay, give us the purist read. For somebody who doesn't want to entirely break the bank but kind of wants to follow the advice you're talking about, getting best sound quality, don't damage your vinyl, what kind of a setup, what's the ideal setup they should be buying?
Yeah, you don't need to spend a lot of money, but what we would certainly recommend is that you buy a standalone turntable and then you find something to plug it into. So turntables start for a good standalone, anything from about €150 up to, you can spend literally, it's like watches, you could spend €100,000 on a turntable if you wanted to.
What? €100,000 on a turntable, really?
Yeah, you can. You don't sell many of those.
Okay.
But we've plenty of people who will spend €5,000-€10,000 on their turntable. And it's in the same way people spend money on cars. People might save up for a Harley Davidson. It's you can spend that sort of money, and it gets amazingly good. But you have that component, then you have an amplifier and you have some speakers. Now, your amplifier and speakers could be one box. So you could have a basic turntable, 150, 200, 300 euros, get a really good turntable to start off. And then you've got another box, which could be your speakers, or it could be an amplifier and then your speakers.
Okay.
And
what brands are we talking about here?
The brands for good quality turntables and record players, Audio Technica is a good brand at the entry level. Riga and Project are the two big brands in terms of good quality hi-fi turntables. They kind of start around the 300 euro price point, a little bit more than the Audio Technica, but not crazy money.
A listener has texted in here, Technics 1210s.
Technics 1210s are one of the classic turntables. They've been kind of around since the late 70s, maybe early 80s, something like that. And there are, this is one of the things about turntables and record players, some models have really stood the test of time. Technics 1210s are a good example of a model that has stood the test of time.
Size of room? I mean, what's a, if you're buying an amplifier and a turntable, I mean, how much should you factor the size of the room? How big do you really want to go? I mean, you don't want to, you know, this the sort of the Spinal Tap approach of it going all the way up to 11. I mean, do you...
So when you're actually reproducing the sound, so you've got your source, you've got your amplifier and you've got your speakers. When you're reproducing the sound, how the sound gets from the speakers to you or from my mouth to your ears is by moving air. And what you have to think about when you're talking about the room is how big is the room? How much air is there in the room? If you've got a small room, you can get away with small speakers because you don't have to move that much air. If you've got a small room and you've got giant speakers, you're moving too much air and you've got a bigger problem. So you want to kind of match the size of the speakers to the size of the room.
Okay,
to a
fair
certain
enough.
Extent.
John in Newbridge has messaged, ask that knowledgeable chap, I think that's you, Daniel, belt driver, magnet driven turntable.
In the hi-fi world, we tend to go belt driven. The reason for that is we're trying to reduce vibrations to zero. And how we do that is by isolating. We want to isolate everything. We want to isolate the platter, the plinth, the turntable itself. When we're using a belt, we're isolating the motor, which has noise and vibration, away from the spindle, which is driving the platter, which is the bit that spins that has the record on it. And by putting it on a belt, you're removing some of that vibration transferring across.
CDs. First of all, are artists releasing music on CDs and tapes again? Am I?
They are. A lot of it is to counter the it's the ownership thing again. But we still sell loads of CD players. What we don't sell is lots of all-in-one built-in CD player systems. We sell lots of component CD players. So if you go for a component-based hi-fi system, you might have an amplifier, you get your speakers, you might have a turntable, but it's really easy to add a CD player to that. You just plug it in. If you want to add a streaming to it or a TV connection to it, you just plug it in.
It's so kind of building your own stack, is it?
Yeah, and it allows you to upgrade, to change, to swap without swapping out everything. The products that we sell, that we stand over, are products that are built to last 10, 20, 30 years even. We still regularly service turntables from the 80s and 90s.
Right.
But go back to the CDs.
Oh, sorry,
on,
the
yeah,
CDs.
This is,
excuse
very,
me.
Yeah, it's very self-interested here. Go on.
Because you wouldn't... Do you have the same issues like in terms of if you go buy a cheaper CD player, will that... do any
no you don't
CDs.
It's no
not the
you
same
you
thing,
don't
right?
have it because you're using lasers with CDs, so you're zapping up the laser. It's not going to do any damage on I can't think of any scenario where it's going to do damage.
Just don't invite that friend over who after a few drinks left all your CDs out of their cases in their excitement to get to the next one.
Oh, yes.
That's the best way of preserving those ones.
Has that happened? What's another question?
Do you service and do people service and do trade-ins and that kind of thing? Or like, is there much of a second-hand market in kind of classic kit?
There is. What I would say on the classic kit is, if it's something that's still sold today or the newer version of that model is still sold today, it's probably a pretty good thing to look at. If it's from a brand that maybe doesn't exist anymore, I'd be wary of it.
Well, on that, Lynn Sondek 1980s, what say you? Is that a brand anymore? And
yes,
what's your verdict?
It absolutely is. They're still making the Sondek. It's I think starting price is about 5,000 euros at the moment.
Okay.
But it is very much still serviceable. You can still swap in new parts for it. It's a really good example of a piece of heritage hi-fi that has stood probably 50 years now. They've been making them.
All right. So. Are there any kind of people who, I don't know, kinky tastes like cartridges, mini discs, or people like that still doing the rounds?
We haven't had, you know, mini discs haven't come back yet. No, tapes have a bit, but there's a problem with...
I want to do Stranger Things. Have that, the Walkman and that era of music done something.
We sell some kind of new modern versions of Walkmans. There's a company called We Are Rewind that do it. There's only a few companies that actually manufacture the components for them nowadays. So the range is a little bit more limited. You've got a few different brands. They're all remaking essentially the same. They're working from the same mechanism, and then they're doing their own housing and electronics that go with it.
How much for the new Walkmans?
They are maybe 100 and something euros. They're maybe 150 something.
And are
like
they
that.
Like? Is it full retro, like wired in headphones or Bluetooth?
Yeah,
headphones?
They've added Bluetooth, but okay. You've got the full retro. You can plug your headphone jack in and have your wired, and they come in some nice colors as well. They're quite cool looking.
And that's the thing, actually. Do you have record players now? And music systems that have the Bluetooth built in as well. And is that something you'd...
We do, yeah. And it's from a convenience standpoint. So if you're starting out and you don't have the amplifier and the speakers and the full component system, you want to get going, you can buy a Bluetooth turntable, or it's a turntable with Bluetooth built into
right.
it. And it still functions. If you upgrade in future to a full component system, it'll still function the same way it would without the Bluetooth, but it gets you going and it allows you to connect it to a set of Bluetooth headphones or a set of a Bluetooth speaker or something like that. What you do is you lose a little bit of quality because you're turning a pure analog signal into digital, transferring it over the air and then converting it back from digital to analog.
Okay, just a couple of quick ones before we go, and people texting in on this to 51551 on WhatsApp and it's to 0870 32 32 32. I'll give you the questions together, you can answer them separately. Where does your guest repair a 30-year-old Akai? And secondly, please ask his opinion on the Regards Planner 3 turntable.
So Riga Planner 3 is one of our top sellers. It's a fantastic piece of kit. It has been made since the 80s. They're probably on various different iterations of it, and it's brilliant.
Okay, that was obviously autocorrect there to yeah, Mr. Yeah. Know Nothing here. We just read it out.
It's a fantastic piece of kit, and the people who buy Riga end up buying more Riga 5 years later. They go up to the next one and the next one and the next one. It's fantastic kit. It's all made in the UK. It's really, really good. In terms of the Akai repair, it's a really tricky one to know. There's a couple of repair places around. The problem with repairing all, particularly all the electronics, is the component availability and that people are expensive. So people's time is expensive. So sometimes for the time and effort that it would take to repair something, you can buy something new that uses modern components and technology that might give you the same performance for a lot less hassle.
Okay, we're all for a lot less hassle.
Okay, we've done. We'll consult on what we're going to buy after this. Daniel Rooney from Hi-Fi Hut. Thanks a million for coming in and giving us all of that.
Thank you, Daniel.